Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thank you, David. I always love listening to the introductions. And I mean, you kind of, the relationship with the numbers, and you point out that May has a lot of special attributes. All I know is I have an extra house payment in May because it's a long month.
Also, and that remark about that, you know, that we stepped forward. No. Everybody stepped back.
Right.
We weren't paying attention.
And David, you're kind of like the New Age Marlon Perkins. Remember Marlon Perkins from Mutual? The older people are laughing. Younger ones are like, what? Marlon Perkins used to do Mutual of Omaha, Wild Kingdom, or Animal Kingdom. And he was so smooth and so smart. So while Marlon was up there, you know, talking, he did these beautiful kind of segues, and he's like, well, Jim's about to get disemboweled by a chimpanzee. Notice Marlon was never out there. It was always Jim. And speaking of disemboweled, if you're having stomach problems, try, you know, and he would... I love your intros, David. Okay.
You got up in a different place today.
You know, I don't know if I'm just overly tired or... Actually, I felt Tobias move in this morning.
This is no joke. Literally, I'm getting dressed. I'm upstairs. Jeff is getting dressed downstairs. Anyways, he comes walking upstairs and he's smiling. And he goes, what do you think? And it's like...
I always check with Linda. Does it look okay? And I'm going through midlife crisis. I was trying a different look. Said, do you think this will work, Linda? Notice I'm buttoned up now.
So that's how the day's been going already.
Actually.
You scared me.
It was my feminine side coming out. I just wanted to see if she was just saying, looks fine, you know, or if she was really paying attention. And, you know, at first I said, well, does this look okay? And at first she said, I said, look again. And she said, oh, my God. So I'm buttoned up. Anyway, welcome
Thank
to everybody.
Thank me.
Thank Linda, yes. But I won't try that again, I promise.
Thank you.
Until next month. Welcome to everybody for this gathering of the Crimson Circle. It's been a pretty interesting month. Amazing.
That's a
month.
Nice word.
We're going to get into that in a minute, but this is where we have amazing slides. We have pretty good food, and we have usually some pretty interesting channels. I can feel Tobias kind of revved up.
Really?
Yeah, nice. You know, and actually, I actually can. I mean, even when we were sitting there, he's just like so ready to go.
Good.
Yeah.
You going to jump the slides?
No, we're going to do slides. And, Tobias honors and respects you and I.
It's just that other character.
It is Tobias today. But, you know, it's, I can just feel his enthusiasm, mm-hmm. You call it, he's short, you know, that's a military term when you're not when you're short, but when your time is short, you know, when you only have so many months. He gets out in, 15 months now, you know, so he's getting down there where he's coming back to Earth, going to join us, and of course he won't tell us exactly where he is or who he is because he knows the consequences if we find him. So he's keeping that mum. But I can just tell, there's a different quality to him. Some people are saying, well, you know, Tobias is leaving.
He hit puberty, right?
No, he hasn't hit puberty yet.
Oh,
no.
God.
there's a different quality to him.
Really? Okay.
Some people, like, especially after this last channel, there was some chat, I won't say where, message board, but the people are saying, well, Tobias is really gone already, and, you know, he's just, you know, it's not as clear as it used to be.
They said that?
Yeah. And I read this channel yesterday, last night. I'm like, whoa.
Dead clear.
And up in Kelowna,
really good.
We did the aspectology school for the first time. Wow. That was amazing.
By the way, there was someone in the Q&A, a beautiful Shambra woman. I've scanned the audience. I don't see her. So I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign. But I suspect... do you remember that question, the lady with the blonde hair? I think she was one of the was it the last question?
Last question, last month.
And, you know, she asked that question that that whole line of questions, so much in honor of Shambra and their process.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many people commented to us how much they appreciated that lady asking the question and staying with it. I think it was Saint Germain.
That was asking the question. Oh no! Oh no! 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 It was. You know, she really was asking.
Oh no! It
on
was
her
beautiful.
Behalf.
Amazing.
It was. If you haven't listened to that, if you hadn't heard it live or listened to it, and you need to listen to it, not just read it, because it was so. I don't know what you would call it. What's a good word?
Poignant.
Thank you. Thank you. We have Mr. Webster over here.
No, it really, really was.
Janelle Garrett, it was beautiful.
It was a beautiful question. And she went into it. There were several parts to it. So it was, she took it to a place that a lot of people were grateful to hear where she took that question.
So
about life.
Let's get into the exciting slides. We have quite a bit to cover today.
Guest stuff.
Well, no, actually guest stuff, because that's part of the slide. Watch the amazing slides. Ooh.
Oh.
You know, if we turned the lights down, we could see so much better. But then the camera crew would say, you know, lighting's bad and everything. But that's pretty cool.
That was the bottle.
Yeah, let's hope so. So we have quite a day ahead of us. First of all, we want to welcome Shambra all around the world who are watching. We generally have anywhere between what we estimate 20,000, maybe 22,000 Shambra watching around the world, plus gosh knows how many that listen later or read the transcripts. But the cool thing about it is with the group that's here, with Shambra around the world, we're really developing this information together. Tobias pointed out in Kelowna that, you know, we're writing our own history through these shouds, through these gatherings. That's a history that others are going to follow by later, and I think they're going to be amazed. I hope they're
amazed. We're pioneers. We're not stupid. We're pioneers.
Yeah, yeah. And they're going to follow up later reading the materials or listening and say, wow, there was a group of humans on Earth, hopefully still on Earth, that were doing this incredible work prior to us. And, of course, we're going to be in our rocking chairs going, those little bastards, they get it easy, you know. They just follow.
You sound like your grandma.
I was channeling my grandmother. Little bastards. Anyway, we have, as David mentioned, 300,000-plus visitors. That's not hits, but actual visitors per month. I think we're at 6 million hits per month on the website. So 150 countries. I was looking at the stats last night. I mean, there are all over the world. And I'm noticing something really interesting. I kind of am a stat freak, you know. But we have more and more coming on every day from like China and Cuba. I saw North Korea for the first time on our website. Somebody's in jail today. But it's been amazing. Yeah. And the cool thing is we're all doing it together. So let's take a deep breath with that before we get into introductions. Okay. I know we have some out-of-town guests because one I saw, I was just shocked and amazed.
Same
and I had
as
to,
me.
I wonder, where the hell am I today? Am I in Europe or am I...
It wasn't on the list, so this is special. Hello, Rita Coomley
from
Switzerland. How
Go
are
ahead
you?
And stand up. Good to see you.
Glad you're here.
I really did have to take a double take. I saw you.
Yes.
And I thought, am I in Switzerland somewhere?
No, we are in the States.
You are in the States. Good, thank you. Thank you.
Rita is an amazing Shambra. She sponsored has hosted a couple of our events.
Yeah.
She's an amazing Shambra teacher and doing great work.
I'm glad to have you
here.
We're
happy to see you. Lovely.
Thank you.
Okay. And then
there's one other I want to mention real quickly
right
before
now, they sneak
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's an elf, sort of a magic person.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's somebody that Linda and I want to introduce and to have the whole world see, not just the group here, but the whole world. Because she is like Shambra Central, day and night, working so hard to keep things going and never, I shouldn't say this, but never like has that meltdown or crisis.
Never.
Never.
Always looking for the best. Always going to make it work.
And so many of you talked to her on the phone. You work with her. You've come to know and love her like we have. I'm going to ask Susie Schemmel to come on up here. Susie, come on. They want to see you.
I don't think I've ever worked with better.
Sorry, don't mean to embarrass you, but well, I know people want to see what Susie looks like, so you don't mind if we get a Roy Cam shot over here? And this is Susie Shemo, the one you've been working with. So we thank you. We honor you.
Oh, don't you have something to say?
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave. I'm a Virgo, so that's why there's many Virgos within the Chambra.
Yes.
You do an awesome job.
Oh, I love y'all. So
thank you, Susie.
Thank you, Susie.
Appreciate
thank
it. Sorry to embarrass you.
Well, we knew we had to sneak that in because if we told her we were going to do it, she'd run.
Well, Susie always goes home and after she helps set up, she goes home and listens live on the internet. Partly to monitor, just to see, you know, how it's working and that. But anyway, we just wanted people to see.
And she calls in and says, "Oh man, Linda, that's a bad outfit. Don't wear that again."
Told Jeff
that did
to
not look
unbutton
good.
His buttons a little bit, you know.
And Susie does have a great sense of humor, actually.
Yes.
Okay.
Next.
Also here we have Diana Benson and Larry Paul, both from Sparks, Nevada.
Yeah, good to see you again.
Earthquake Central.
And are you here just for the weekend or just the weekend?
They're escaping the earthquakes. I heard there's some good deals on real estate in that area. Right
yeah. Don't say that. Good to see both of you.
We just needed a Chambra fix. We just needed to be here with all of you.
That's a good promotion.
That's
could
really
you
nice.
Hear
you.
It out through the microphone? They needed a
Chambra fix.
So they come to Colorado.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It means a lot.
And the mountains are cool. The mountains are really good for helping you through stuff, although you have that.
They got mountains.
You have that in Reno. But,
so just leave it at that. That was a nice
Chambra
thing.
Chambra fix, yes.
Okay. And then there are other guests here that are not that did not pre-register. And are several new faces, and those people never want to stand up. Are there any new faces that want to stand up?
Brand new. Just raise your hand.
Yeah, just raise your hand.
First time here.
And so look around. Notice the new people. Be nice to them. Well, sometimes what happens is this group gets together pretty regularly. You know, different people rotate in, rotate out. But they're all real friendly, but they might not notice you because they're all so busy chit-chatting and getting caught up that
and
they
eating.
Don't.
Eating.
They might, yeah, needing.
The chocolate central over there.
Yeah, yeah. And do you know about our potluck? And I want to say it one more time because we haven't talked about it for a long, long time.
Yes.
Okay, at the Chambra monthly meeting, we have what we call a potluck. And what that means is, Europeans don't normally do potluck. But anyways, what we do is everybody brings something to eat, to share, to eat or drink. And so if you look back on that counter, everybody has lovingly brought something.
See?
Oh, there's a pie.
Roy Cam shot of the pie. Could you tilt it a little bit more?
Yeah.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
Right over Joe's head there. And
so it's really quite a homey, friendly thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay.
I also want to introduce somebody that's
Go
new
ahead.
To the Crimson Circle
please,
staff.
Please, please.
Just started with us 2 days ago, and she's still here. Our new business and finance manager, Jerry Kotulek. So, Jerry, go ahead and stand up and say hi.
Hi, Jerry. She's here with her husband.
Yes, I'm here with her husband, Dan. And and we had breakfast the other day. It was wonderful meeting
you
all.
They're kind of first-timers, but you look like you fit in real well.
Yeah. Before Jerry accepted the job, we said, you know, you really do need to go to the website. You need to kind of look at, you know.
What we do.
And she went to the website and she emailed everybody back and said, that is really cool. That's apparently you've had some background in this type of thing. So, but you're going to see your first channel today. So
be careful.
So anyway, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, good. Okay. Let's move into the slides.
Very nice.
Last month's channel was called Do Your Homework. It's called Claim Who You Are.
It's a good channel.
It was a great channel with Tobias. It was Shoud 8 of the Quantum
Oh, you can
series.
Read. Wow.
You know, it's not easy being me.
Don't get too personal.
I'm trying to stand up here acting normal and pretending to go through all these slides and yada yada, and I'm having It's not just Tobias hanging out. There's a bunch of others today. And they're talking up there. They're making comments about how we're all dressed. And
can't
they're
we set
making
some boundaries
comments
on that?
About the last month. They keep records, by the way. They have these, you know, journals and logs. And they keep records of who did their homework and who didn't. They know. So as we get into this, they were having a little discussion amongst themselves. And we're going to find out in just a minute.
Okay.
He started out by saying Linda's going to play the part of Tobias.
Poorly, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah, well, okay. Go ahead.
Dr. Freud came in to open the doors of this thing called psychoanalysis. He was very much in his mind in that lifetime and not so much in the feelings. This aspect of Dr. Freud has been very distressed and tormented. He felt he was not able to heal himself either mentally or physically, and he felt that because of that he had failed.
So last month our guest was Dr. Sigmund Freud. At least that part of him, you know, we learned the other day in Kelowna, we have a lot of aspects. That aspect, when it died, was pretty troubled. He was upset because he really, in the later years of his life, particularly after he started getting cancer, he really came to understand the multidimensional nature of reality. And even though he knew about this for himself, he didn't talk about it because it would have gone against so many of the things that he had talked about, the traditional, now called traditional psychoanalysis. So he kept it to himself. That really bothered him when he crossed over to the other side, because he didn't do what he knew was right. He suppressed it. He held it back. We have a theme going here. So he held back, and Tobias said when he got to the other side, he actually went into his own hell, and his own hell was basically what you call the psycho wards on the other side. They do have them, by the way. And he met people who were his clients or his patients in that in that lifetime, and saw what they were still going through. So, interesting guest. Tobias went on to say,
Dr. Sigmund Freud doubts himself. So we bring him in now to the Crimson Circle to see humans who understand the issues of non-physical realities, the issues of the many multidimensional nature of the self. You see, he knew it at a deeper level. He felt it, but he was afraid to discuss it openly. So that part of him is very sad, very depressed. That part of him has been lost and wandering.
Tobias says that when he crossed over, it was very, very difficult for him, and almost viewing what he could have done versus what he did do, and viewing some of the effects, the limited effects. In a way, he was a pioneer on aspectology, talking about the different parts of ourself, the child part or the parent part of that. But he didn't go into the multidimensional nature. Now, I'm not surprised that he was the guest last time right before we did the aspectology school in Kelowna. We just got Norman Garrett, Linda and I just got back from that.
So he should have had a dreamwalker.
He didn't.
I know.
We didn't have Crimson Circle dreamwalkers back then.
Well, that's my little ad I'm sticking in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody should have
a dreamwalker.
He needed a dreamwalker. Yeah.
Interestingly enough, he also showed up in Kelowna as the guest for aspectology. And when I'm channeling, I can kind of feel all these different energies, and I know you can also. And last month during the shout and in Kelowna, you could just feel his aggravation, his stubbornness getting stuck in his head, and then, but always seeing the new insights and seeing basically what we're doing and coming out with some really wonderful new insights of his own.
Tobias, too bad he's dead.
No, he's not. Well, he is, but he's not. There's that aspect of him that's still tied up in the energy of Sigmund Freud.
Okay.
Still locked in that. It's on the other side,
sure.
Wandering around.
Near realms?
There is the aspect of him that has reincarnated back to Earth. And Tobias said in this last show that he actually took on a job as a factory worker in Switzerland, which, you know, very wonderfully neutral country. I have to be nice here. Wonderfully neutral. But taking on the job as a factory worker to kind of hide, so he didn't have to face himself. And Tobias was telling me earlier in the week that, you know, this aspect of him that's back on Earth is kind of starting to wake up because of the work that the aspect of Sigmund Freud is developing on the other side. So quite interesting.
Very.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Okay. He went on to say, oh.
Another part of him has incarnated back on Earth. You can imagine the conflict that it's creating for that physical entity now on Earth. It feels the doubt, and it feels the danger of getting involved in anything too deep to do with consciousness. Can you imagine at a deeper level knowing something to be true, but not sharing it, not expressing it? Knowing something to be so profoundly and deeply true, but holding back out of fear and out of doubt. What that is living hell.
And Tobias just whispered in my ear while you were channeling him.
Whispering in your ear?
Yeah. Like, and he said,
was it sexy?
He said, there's a little bit of Freud in all of us.
Oh, wow.
So, next slide.
So we're all living with a little bit of hell?
No. We all have that part of us that has held back, that knows it. We just know it. And then all the junk gets in the way, and we hold back. There's a part of us that's, you know, kind of hiding away, kind of pretending that we're just in this case, Sigmund Freud, just a factory worker, when indeed he's really not. So, next slide.
In the next 30 days, tell at least 4 people who you are. Tell them that you are a new consciousness teacher. Tell them that you are a high consciousness being who's here on Earth right now to help open up and expand the potentials for others who are willing to evolve. Don't mumble it. Don't couch it in goofy discussion. Don't apologize. Don't try to define it. Do it when you're very clear and very conscious about what you are saying. Because, dear Chambra, it's time to stop hiding. Whew. Wow.
Wow, that was our homework. Let me see the next slide so I don't jump. Oh, okay. That was our kind of homework that he gave us early on. Actually, there are 2 pieces of homework. The first homework, which I didn't do a slide on, was he said, that night, go home and do something for yourself. That was the first part, and something nice for yourself. Second part was, tell 4 people that you're a new consciousness teacher. Now, when he was channeling this, I started to get images of people knocking at the door, you know, with a little bicycle and a white shirt, and, you know, oh, no, Tobias, don't make us do this. But I don't think he was trying to get us to evangelize. He was just trying to help us to get it out, to say it. I did my homework. I did. When we were in Brazil, walking up and down the streets with the Brazilians, hi, I'm a new consciousness worker. And no habla espanol.
It's Portuguese.
No habla Portuguese. So anyway, I heard a lot of actually wonderful, brilliant stories about people this month that did their homework. And
this made me smile because I'm going to go back to the same place again. This made me so excited because once again, it showed me that our teachers are standards. That's what Chambra Institute teachers do all the time.
Now, Linda and I blew an opportunity, actually. We really blew it right after this channel. And I felt very Freud-like afterwards. In other words, actually fraud-like, if you want to call it that, because I had the opportunity to tell somebody I was a new consciousness teacher, and I didn't. Shortly after the channel, Linda and I hopped on the plane, as we usually do. We were on our way to Brazil. We had to go through Washington, from Denver to Washington, Washington to São Paulo. And we're sitting up there in the front of the airplane, and I'm kind of reading a magazine, and Linda nudges me and says...
You growled.
Linda says... Yeah, I growled. It's like, don't nudge me. Linda nudged me and said...
Hey, look who's sitting next to us. Look at that.
I looked over and I said...
Nah, you're wrong.
I said, and who did you say it was?
Nancy Pelosi.
Right next to us. I mean, I could have spat on her. She was sitting right...
Thank God you didn't.
And Linda's... I said, no, that's not Nancy Pelosi. It kind of looks like her, but it's not. I'm reading a magazine, and I turn the page. There's a picture of Nancy Pelosi literally on the next page. Ah, I hate when Linda's right. And so, you know, the next thing that came across me was the remembering what Tobias had said about the homework. And I looked over, and it's like, no way in hell, Tobias. He's like, come on. reach over and say, hey, Nancy, I'm a new energy teacher. I didn't. I'm too shy. I quit.
You'd have had an aviation marshal all over you so fast
it
would make your
God.
Head swim.
I hadn't thought about
You'd
that.
You'd have had an air marshal on you.
I'd have been on the floor. And the pilot would be saying, yeah, we have some nut that says he's a new consciousness teacher. We're going to be landing now to put him in jail. But she sat right there. And of course, you know, we're looking over real nondiscreet, like,
oh, I was staring.
And actually, she was very, very nice. She treated the flight attendants nicely. She just drank, grapefruit juice or cranberry juice. I was watching. She had very nice nails, very, very well dressed. And she was working on the script for her new book. And now that was the second part that I should have done. She worked. Linda's like, look, she's working on a book. She had the manuscript there, and it was in big type, double space, and we could actually see it. It was called...
Jeff goes, how do you know it's her book? Well, it says, Know Your Power, Nancy Pelosi. I think it's her book.
And she was editing it. It was just sheets of paper, but I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Second thing is I wanted to reach over and say, Nancy, change the title. Know Your Power? Come on. What, are we back in the 80s or something? Hello. Know Your Heart. Know thyself, but not know your power. Come on. But I didn't. So
chicken.
Now the book is going to come out. It's going to be a flop, and she's going to wonder why. I should have told her.
You could email her. I'm sure she gets emails all the time.
How many did your homework? Tell 4 people. Yeah. Wonderful. And the others who didn't, do you feel really crappy right now? Do you feel like backed up? Do you feel like, whoa,
no,
did I blow
inspired.
It? Yeah.
They just needed to be encouraged. They'll do it next time. Then
I don't know. What was the holdback?
Terror.
Terror. Okay. So, you know?
I like
okay,
that.
Okay, terror.
Yeah, I like that.
Don't tell me you didn't see 4 people. No? Okay. Does anybody have a good, interesting story they'd like to share? One that's, you know, not 20 minutes long, but... interesting, something really cool happened. There are a lot of stories on the message board, and we heard from people as we were traveling. No cool stuff. One way in the back. Okay, David's going to run the microphone back there. Yeah, I heard some great stories. You know, people were amazed at the results.
Hello.
So what happened when you told somebody that you were a new consciousness teacher?
Well, this may have been cheating just a slight bit, but I was invited to another channeling.
Oh, you're all hanging right there.
Okay.
Another channeling?
Yes.
Oh,
but
sweet.
Absolutely no comparison to what we do here. And this was as a Indian entity that came in through this woman who I was invited to this group, and I don't know, there was maybe 6 or maybe about 12 people there.
Right.
And I felt like, I don't want to like sound class conscious, but I felt like I was really above what they were doing. And so they were, you know, relating all their different problems and issues they had with relationships and so forth. So I said, and I was sitting next to the woman who was channeling. And I said, well, you know, the whole answer, if you want to go and get some really good information, it's right here in Colorado, is to go to the Crimson Circle and www.crimsoncircle.com. We are...
What was that address again?
www.crimsoncircle.com. We are, and I said, pioneers of the new earth energy. And I invited everyone to come. I don't think any of them have showed up. but I said, oh, and the person who was channeling actually said, that's a very good idea. So there was 12 more people that could have been here today that apparently chickened out, so...
They might
said,
be watching
you know,
online.
If you're really serious about things, I said, this is where you're going to get some really good information. So
yeah, great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Over there, with Linda.
Well, I told a lady I was, and she went to the website, and she came back to me and told me that that was an evil website and that she had a very bad feeling and that I needed to come back to church. So
I knew you were going to say it was somebody from church.
But oh, that Tobias with his sense of humor. It's like, how did you feel after that? Did you feel like you needed to go back to church? Would you mind giving the microphone?
My gosh, this I'll tell you, this past week has been, because then every day she tells me I need a blessing from the priesthood and I need to come back to church. And just yesterday, Roy and I, she admonished both of us to have a blessing by her husband who holds the priesthood. And it's just, it's been, to say the least, it's been interesting, but it's also made me realize how much I am way beyond that. So
exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Anyway. Because I know personally that it's a big part of your background, and the religious interest, and there comes a certain point you could say to yourself, you know, that was fine back then, but
yes,
it's not where you're at right now.
Well, you know, and the interesting thing is that my family is also ingrained and so strong and all of that. Well, I told my sister and my daughter, who are both very strong in the church, and they were both more accepting. My sister said, whatever path you're on, we love you anyway.
Yeah.
And we love you anyway.
So
that sounds like my mom.
And my daughter kind of rolled her eyes and said, oh, Mom, okay, you're into, you know, strange things, but I still love you. It was somebody outside of my own family that was more offended and more,
you know.
But then I did tell a couple of other people who were not, you know, members of the church and that I belonged to and all that, and they were quite impressed and said, good for you. You know, that's really great. So
there
was some good
things. Okay. At least when they said, you know, whatever path you're on, well, at least there's Prozac. At least they didn't say that.
Well, and you know, the other answer, of course, is, yeah, what is it that's going on in El Dorado, Texas?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, God. Let's jump
Anybody
on.
Else? Yes. We'll bring the microphone to you.
We weren't here last month, so I didn't know.
We missed you.
Oh. Yeah.
Truly missed you.
And, but, you know, I've been telling people, you know, for a long time.
Yeah.
And if a lot of them that know my background, that I was a Methodist minister's wife, and I probably Star has this too, you know, they want to pray for me. And they can't believe that I would, you know, go off the path this way. And, It's amazing how people relate to you. And then I have a dear friend, and she doesn't know whether she believes in God or not. And when I tell her, you know, well, you're God also, she just looks at me and smiles. But then she also looks at me and says, you are the most caring person I know.
Yeah.
So see, some way all of this comes through, whether they believe what you say or not.
Yes.
It's who you are.
Yes.
That's exactly true.
Yes.
So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And one more over here, yes.
So I'm going to say one for the side of everyone that didn't do their homework, just so there's a little balance here.
Yeah, right.
One time I worked in Planet Hollywood in Aspen a few years back in the early 90s, and I just got done reading something.
For the Roy Cam.
Do I have to stand up? And I read something I found interesting, that Nazis had reincarnated into Israel to hide spiritually. And I made the idiotic mistake, like my whole life, of sharing that with people that I wasn't intuiting. And as you can imagine, it just turned out to be this big, freaky mistake where everyone said, like, there's that weird guy. So, you know, you look back and then you're like meditating when you're 12 and your parents are making fun of you and saying, you know, you're a freak. And then past life aspects, when Tobias said, do that homework, the person who said terrified, and any other Shamber that had that feeling come up, really kicked in. So I think the homework had a lot of different levels.
Yes.
An aspect for me also that came up was I don't like being told to do homework because I don't want to feel like I'm being treated as a school kid.
Right.
You poor thing.
So I, you know, the rebel in me kind of reacted and just said, I'm not doing homework. I'm sick of homework. But long story short, I looked at myself in the eye really closely and said, I'm ready. And that was what was really important for me, to just say, irregardless of what's happened in the past, I'm going to do it at my own pace and make sure that I express that voice. But I also want to do it in a way that's safe for me and be really careful who I express that to.
Yeah.
So.
Good.
Excellent. Jeff says, be crazy. Do it on a microphone. Do it for hundreds of people on the internet.
But Tobias's point in all of this was a couple things tied in with the Sigmund Freud and what he's going to talk about in a moment. But it's really saying, you know, actually, people are pretty much willing to accept it. These stories here weren't quite along those lines, but what we heard from on the internet, what we heard from people that we met this month, they were surprised at the number of people who said, that is really cool, or tell me a little bit more, or, you know, geez, I've just been thinking about those type of things. So many more people are ready. He's not trying to evangelize or get us to evangelize by, you know, going and trying to recruit, because we're never going to do that as long as I'm here. But he's trying to say, open up, share what you have, share who you are, and you're probably going to be surprised at the response.
And the funny thing that I noticed was I didn't have to tell anybody. I actually was shocked. Every time I turned around, somebody would say, well, what do you do?
What do you do? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like they were coming asking me, what do you do? It was like, you know, like a wink from them.
You know, airplanes and airports are a great place because you bump into people, you know, for a few moments of your life and theirs. And there's always that conversation, where are you going? Yeah, business or pleasure? Oh, really? What do you do there? What kind of workshop? That's why I take a deep breath. And I say, depending on the person, I'll say something like, we work with consciousness. That's pretty safe. Or we do a spiritual psychology workshops. Or we have a cult. Do you want to join? And depending on, depending on who we're talking to.
I had a guy in the airport where I needed to print out some documents I needed to work on. And I found this place where they, in the airport, it was in Frankfurt, I think, Amsterdam. Anyways, I was getting them to print out these documents that I needed to edit. And it turned out it was transcripts for NES.
And
Secretize. And it was really interesting because the guy, I noticed all of a sudden, I kind of watching him, I said, I think you printed these out twice. He goes, oh, did I? And then, and then he goes, oh, okay. And he took one set back. And then, and it was a really nice guy. Anyways, all of a sudden he goes, what do you do? He goes, this is really good stuff. I mean, it was really, really neat. And he was kind of said, you know, I've always been drawn to this kind of stuff, but it just doesn't exist anymore. And I said, well, actually it does. And here's our website. And so it was really cool, the experiences to have.
It actually, I think all in all, it's really fun when, if somebody asks or the opportunity presents itself, just say, you know, in your own terms, but you're a new consciousness teacher. You work with consciousness or, you know, spiritual psychology is a nice word. And generally, I would say 8 out of 10 times, they're pretty open. 1 out of 10, they just glaze over and it's like they go into another world. And 1 out of 10, they decide they want to pray for you. You know, but
people actually, you know, I know when I talk to them, I usually just say it from a place that, you know, humans, there's really an awareness that's occurring. There's this, it really is an awakening. And we really see that. And, you know, people actually want to hear that.
Yeah.
They actually like hearing that because it's a message of hope, and a lot of people could use one right now.
Absolutely. Cool. All right, if you didn't get a chance to do your homework last month, you have the rest of your life. This next slide is more of a, I guess, a formula. But Tobias talked a little bit about this consciousness measurement that was done in March, a couple months ago. And just, I want to throw this up here, but he's basically making the point that at the time of Yeshua, with about 200 million people on earth, that the consciousness measurement was what they call one, kind of a base factor. They're using that as a baseline. One is the basic understanding of the Trinity of human nature, human divine, and divine in all things. And he said back about the time of Yeshua, for those that don't know Jesus, we call him Yeshua, and that was a time also when so many of us came to Earth, some in the Mideast, some other parts of the world, but we were bringing in the divine consciousness seed. And that, so we get a baseline of about one. He was saying that in the year 1000, the consciousness was at about 1000, and in 2007, about 2007. He says you can map it almost to the year. It's just growing on that portion. Right now, there's about 6.5 billion people on Earth. And he said, but basically, what's needed right now is that if you map this out, the population is growing much, much faster than the rate of consciousness. So you got to I don't know what you call it, but a difference. We have to kind of bring that together. Using that as a basis, we'll go on to the next slide or two. Because this was really important, and I don't know if a lot of people got it. It hit me pretty hard right after this.
Did you cry like a girl?
No, but we went to Brazil, and there I really saw the impact of what he was talking about.
I'll
mention that in a moment.
Yes. The Earth, as you know it right now, can hold approximately 10 billion people under the current systems. You're at 6.5 billion now. This number of 10 billion will be reached in approximately 2033, based on current growth rates and potentials. So that leaves, dear Chambra, approximately 25 years.
It doesn't take long to do the math and figure it out. This could have been the only message in the whole channel, but it impacted me because without getting into fear or drama, Tobias said, look, you know, 25 years for the at the current level that Earth is able to handle its population, because when it hits 10 billion in 2033, you're going to run into problems. And those can be anything from food shortages, obviously energy crisis, housing, traffic, global warming, all the rest of that. So he's not saying go into panic like, oh my God, what are we going to do? He's saying, what are you going to do? This all ties in with this whole thing about being new energy teachers, because consciousness actually drives technology. When consciousness is raised, then it provides the opportunity for the scientists and the engineers and the artists and all the people, you know, creating and building this new stuff. They tap into a higher potential. But consciousness has to grow first.
He said that before, but that was such a broader, a real clear understanding
real
of the importance.
Real clear understanding. And, of course, who are the consciousness pioneers? We're amongst a lot of others on Earth right now. But he's saying, so don't pull a Freud. Don't hold back. It's pretty imperative. 25 years is not a lot of time.
It is not.
And, again, he is not painting doom and gloom. He's saying, here are some facts. Now, what are you going to do with it? Next slide.
Right now is a time of opening these potentials that already exist. It's like receiving a huge shipment of supplies, but keeping them locked away in a storehouse, nailed up in their crates, and ignoring the fact that they're there. There are huge potentials for new energy right now, and it's not some conspiracy on Earth that's keeping them out of the hands of humans. They are stuck because consciousness is stuck.
Pretty simple.
Kind of hurt.
All of these potentials, all of these goods, new energy, whatever you want to call it, is sitting there waiting. It's been basically shipped in. We just haven't taken the lid off of it because we're afraid to say, I'm a new consciousness teacher. Or if you don't want to state that, how about I'm a new consciousness person, human? But with that reluctance to even open ourselves up, how are we going to bring in all of this potential? Pretty simple.
GW says it's Congress's fault, and that if we'd have built some more refineries, we wouldn't be in trouble right now.
Well, you know, they also say the elected officials are representative of the population. So there.
We got some work to do.
Wait.
Okay.
Go ahead. Hi. No George Bush jokes today.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. You know, every once in a while, we live up here in the mountains. It's pretty quiet, but every once in a while, I don't know, call it conspiracy, call it, you know, me just being paranoid, but these helicopters start circling, and they get real close, and I'm like, I'm trying to figure out why would they... I run, I duck, I hide, so I don't know. They're noisy. No, but actually, that reminds me, Tobias was talking about helicopters recently. Somebody asked a question at one of the workshops, and he said something about helicopters, and he said, they'll mess you up because they have all this very sophisticated equipment on them.
It's Mallorca.
In Mallorca.
Remember those helicopters?
Oh, yeah, that was the other place, too. They followed us.
Yeah.
But it was... I'm teasing. But somebody was saying every time a helicopter comes around, they just... they feel awful. They freak out. And he was saying the electronic equipment that they use, not necessarily sinister, but it will mess your energy up. Next slide. So stay away from helicopters.
And GW. Shambra, you've been doubting yourselves, and that has been causing a restriction or distortion between the high consciousness levels that you're at and what you're actually manifesting or bringing into your lives. The doubt is the barrier. The doubt is the veil. That illusionary barrier between you and the divine, between the physical and the non-physical.
Tobias said that while the consciousness level measurement of humanity is at about 2,000, Shambra generally is about 3,000. You know, because of the experiences we've gone through and the work we're all doing right now. So
should
we've
be
got
proud
this...
of that? Should we get a big head? Or
No. No, it hurts sometimes,
yeah.
You know, for all of us. We know what it, you know, it's tough. It's tough being us.
You know, the awareness creates awareness. And it's not just awareness of
exactly
the most beautiful things. It's awareness of everything.
So you get this high consciousness, but then if you doubt yourself or if you're holding back, that creates an artificial veil. You know, we talk about this veil between physical and non-physical. I think that's it. I think it's the doubt that's causing that veil. It's not some spiritual thing that's put there. It's us that creates that. I like this channel.
It was a really good channel.
People have said Tobias isn't here anymore. Jeez. Okay.
You know that your dreams can actually be part of your reality, but that doubt comes in and starts going through what ifs and buts. If you just start sharing who you are, if you go beyond that barrier of doubt, your consciousness is going to take the next large leap in itself.
When you tell somebody that you're a new consciousness human, that in itself opens up those doubts and restrictions and barriers that you have because you're hearing it for yourself. It wasn't about telling other people. It wasn't about, you know, evangelizing. It wasn't about, you know, ego. We need to hear that for ourselves, and that's really his point. We need to hear ourselves saying, I am that I am. I am a worker of consciousness. I'm a teacher of consciousness. Whatever it is, your own self really needs to hear it, not other people.
This is a really good one.
This was probably my favorite.
My favorite.
This was
sure.
Actually from the beginning of the questions and answers.
This was really good. From Dr. Freud. It's about awareness, not analysis. It's about acceptance, not about processing. Doubt will make it complex when it is truly quite simple. Doubt will distort the simple truths and make everything appear to be difficult and challenging. So go beyond the doubt. Proclaim you are and share what you know. The best.
Says it all.
Says it all.
And
this one would have been all we needed.
And from Dr. Freud, it's about awareness, not analysis. That is amazing. It's about acceptance, not processing. When we did the Aspectology School with Norman Garrett this past weekend, Tobias says, no processing. It's about accepting. You don't process your aspects because they're going to win or they're just going to get more aspecty on you. It's about accepting. So this slide says it all. We need to, like, put that as a sign above my desk or whatever.
All our desks.
It was amazing. So that was last month's Shoud. I thought it was brilliant. I thought there was a...
If you don't say so yourself.
I just channel this stuff. You know, if somebody...
That's
next
a
time,
joke.
Next time somebody asks me what I do, I'm going to say I am a interpreter. That's actually all I do. I interpret. They don't talk in words. They talk in or communicate in spiritual language. And I just interpret it. That's all
Joe,
I do.
You do an amazing job. I was just
teasing.
Well,
gosh, thanks. I wasn't looking for that. But anyway, let's talk real quickly about recent events. We had a wonderful time in São Paulo. First time in Brazil. We had about 150 Shambra show up.
Really?
Mostly from Brazil, but a few
Uruguayans,
people from Uruguay.
Mm-hmm. Ecuador,
mm-hmm. But mostly Brazil. Mm-hmm. It was hosted by Silvia Mangini, and it was amazing. I have a few slides here.
Very busy, crazy city, very passionate Shambra.
Oh, my
really
gosh.
Really nice to meet the Brazilian Shambra.
People have asked us, what about Brazil? What'd you think? stop that. people, what did you think of Brazil? Incredible people, passionate, so full of life and love. Wonderful food. I gained about 4 or 5 pounds while I was there. And what was the other
good
thing?
Music.
Oh, music, yeah.
Thank you, Sylvia, for sending the CDs.
Yeah, so it was amazing. We went through translation. Of course, you can see the headsets on everybody. They had...
It was a great group.
Tobias, two channels from St. Germain. He invited himself back after the first one.
Yes,
he did. And then Kathumi and questions and answers with Tobias. So it was a full weekend.
It was nice, too. It was very hopeful.
Yeah. And, of course, pictures here of the dining and the socializing afterwards, which is always a big part of it. Food was great.
Spectacular.
And we had a wonderful
time.
See
how much fun they are.
We are planning to go back. Linda and I were talking about it this morning, looking at some dates, which I don't want to say yet, but very soon.
Before the end of the year?
Before the end of the year. And it was great. Sweet shot. And then this shot I threw in here, just for a simple reason. Doesn't that look painful? I looked at that and I thought, oh my gosh.
Look like a toilet shot.
Hang on, these slides are going. Hey, they're doing this joke on me again. Okay, that looks painful. Yeah, it's not, but it looks that way. Then we, Norma, Garrett, Linda, and I headed off to Kelowna, British Columbia, one of my favorite spots, and one of our most dear Chambre sponsors, Tammy O'Reilly. Kelowna is beautiful. Mountains, lake, wineries, orchards.
Don't we have pictures?
I do. That's all I have. I didn't take any pictures of the actual workshop because we were busy. But I took pictures, have pictures of Kelowna. I mean, if you get a chance, it is.
Very beautiful.
It is beautiful. So we had about
Tammy
60
makes it easy.
For the first aspectology. Oh, we did a wedding on the beach evening on Saturday. These slides are going crazy on me. Stop.
I think it's operator error.
No, I think it's...
Always in a hurry.
Stop. Yeah, he is, actually. But aspectology was...
Amazing.
It was really good. It's not a fun little class. It is
very real.
Kick butt, very real. I don't know about you guys, but Linda and I were exhausted when we got home. We've talked
very
to the attendees.
Real.
It's they need a couple days afterwards. A lot of wonderful insights into our aspects, how they work, how to integrate them.
Very now thing, you know, you can get your arms around it. It's right there if you're willing to, you know, be open to it.
Jan Brouwer, our COO for the company, listened to the audio files afterwards and said it just knocked him out for 2 days just listening to the files. So it's really insightful, and you realize how much activity is really going on with you that you haven't been consciously aware of. You suddenly realize all these aspects coming in and out, doing their stuff. Now, Tobias did talk.
It couldn't be more simple and more complicated at the same time.
Exactly. A very simple concept. We all have aspects. Extremely complex. And I think one of Tobias's jobs during the workshop, along with the staff, was keeping it from getting totally wacky. It was amazing. He also talked, by the way, about creative aspects when you consciously create them. It wasn't just about the bad ones or the misguided ones.
That Kelowna group did a really good job of helping land that information for the first time.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
So we're going to do
it. Because that was the first one.
That was the first one. Yeah. But I give it a 2 thumbs up.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Real quickly here, we are off on our way to Romania again with Norma and Garrett, where we're doing a Day of New Energy in Bucharest.
Sylvia Marin is an amazing, amazing host. She's helping us not do the Day of New Energy, the teacher training, and aspectology, and she assisted Alfred and Tamea in Hungary. So lots of gratitude to her.
Yes,
Thank you, Sylvia. Worked like an amazing elf.
Yeah. Then we're doing a Dreamwalker Death Teacher Training is sold out, I have to mention, followed by the Aspectology School. So here we go from, the first Aspectology School was in Canada. And in Canada, you know, if it's like Canadians are just so balanced and stable. And if you say, man, that's a really bad storm outside. And, well, you know, it does the flowers good, you know. And it's just they're always seeing the balance and the good. And then we're going to go to Romania, where there's so much passion and expression of stuff. So it will be interesting to do aspectology in two very, very different cultures. So we're doing that in, it is sold out also.
That's sold out at their wait list only.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's my sold out sign.
I'm a little slow there.
Yeah. Thank you. Then it's off to Hungary for a one day, Tobias and Hungary, our first time there.
Yep.
Followed by a more intense one day, and we're looking forward to going there.
It's our first time, and we're really excited.
If you're interested in attending Passion, the Passion Workshop, it'll be in Denver June 28th and 29th.
It's sold out right now. We're trying to find a bigger room.
Exactly. Aspectology in Breckenridge, Colorado in
Come
July.
Come if you dare.
Yeah, yeah. And July is the one where we film it, so it's Tobias kind of, or St. Germain, whoever it is, they tend to kind of work on it, develop it, and then when we do it in Breckenridge, it's the film version that will go out to the teachers. Yes?
Does your website explain what aspectology is?
Slightly.
No. Well, if you really want to know, ask Norma, but I'll give you the short version.
It's a good question. Thank you.
Oh, there is a CD over there that explains
that. This is our first time here.
Oh, okay. It's the fact that you have your core self, the real you, divine self. It creates all these different aspects, personalities. One is your human self sitting here in the chair. The other one is your most recent past life sitting right behind you. And yeah. But also you can create little aspects of, you know, if you go skiing tomorrow, which I wouldn't advise, you can create an aspect that goes skiing. And it's really a matter is, are your aspects integrated? Are they part of your whole? Or are they, what does Tobias call them, disassociated?
Who's in charge?
Who's the boss?
Yeah.
And who's running the show? Yeah. And basically his premise is that we've given up that authority to all the aspects of ourselves rather than claiming it for us.
Do you channel this? Is this channeled?
One of my aspects does, yes.
Yes. It's a channeled school. Yeah.
Yes. It is. Yeah. It is a channeled. Yes. Exactly. And it's very intense.
Yeah.
Great. Good question.
Thank you.
Yes. I'll give you the $5 later.
Well, and the aspects can be very positive creations, and that's part
absolutely.
Of it, too.
Yeah.
So you can actually determine that there are, you know, I have a couple aspects that I'm kind of proud of, and I know what they do for me, and I kind of like them. And,
yeah.
But I'm in charge of them. They're not in charge of me.
Gotcha.
The good ones.
The good ones. No, it's really good.
Details I can find out on the website.
Yes.
Well, we don't explain it very well.
I don't mean that the hotel.
Oh, yeah. That's on the website.
Yeah.
All the...
Thank you.
Logistics.
Thank you.
You bet.
It's our pleasure.
Oh, then in August, an event I'm really looking forward to is the Midsummer New Energy Conference. First time it's going to be in Europe. It is August 22nd to the 24th.
You're a genius.
I know. And we have a lineup of speakers, channelers, a lot of music, good time. If you're from the States, you've never been to Europe, now is a good time to come over because you're going to be with Chambra.
We have a couple of special guests that we haven't listed yet that will be, it's going to be quite exciting.
Working on the final details.
It's looking to be really wonderful as usual.
But, you know, every time we do a midsummer conference, this will be the 9th or something. It's not about the lineup. It's about Chambra getting together and just having a blast.
There's going to be a lot of really good channeling, though.
Yeah. If you're in Europe, you're waiting for the dollar to come down any further, it's not going to. Sign up today. Yeah, that's what Jeffrey is saying. I'd like to take just a moment to acknowledge one of our dear, dear friends, Christine LaRue. She started with Chambra about the time Chambra started. I believe she was still going, she was coming to the channels when we started them at our house before we ever called ourselves Crimson Circle. Always such an important part of us and our work. She left the physical body on April 9th, not so long ago. I know she's still around. I know she's here with us today. So I just want to acknowledge Christine.
Well deserved.
Just a couple of photos. It makes me mad. It's like, Christine, you need to still be here. But anyway, just a couple of pictures of her with Chambra. She really embodied the energy of Chambra.
She loved it way from the early days.
She has a lot of good friends.
Love and loyalty.
All over the world. A lot of dear friends that are here with us today. So, Christine, we know you're still hanging around, and thank you for doing that. On to Call to Awaken, which we introduced last month. The physical CD is now out. You know, you can download it off the web, but the physical CD is now here. We had a bunch today to sell. We only have two left. So you can get them today, or you can order them off the website. They ship within a very short time after you order them. But it's an amazing experience. And I'm kind of rushing through these because, well, people have to go to the bathroom, but also we have a short video to play. Instead of a regular launch pad, this was a wonderful Chambra creation that we wanted to play here today.
And it's a pleasure to be able to share that.
Yeah, absolutely. And the coolest thing with Chambra are their creations mm-hmm. that they're doing right now. This video was created by the photos by Rupert Davis, who's in England, I believe, right now. Originally from there. Poetry by Marissa Calvi, who's in Australia. Music performed by Jana in Holland. And the editing by our own Vicky Gratz right in the back of the room. So this is truly a multidimensional, incredible experience.
Nice.
Nice work. Excellent work. Doesn't that feel good? I know, it just, yeah. Are you going, what are you going to do with that? Are you going to put it on YouTube? You're going to...
Yes, we're going to put it on YouTube, and it's our intention to sort of create a new energy virus. So
yeah.
It's like a viral marketing campaign, and we're going to start sending it out to all our friends. And so when you get it from any of us, pass it on, pass it on, pass it on.
Could we put it on ChambraTube?
Absolutely.
We don't have it yet, but we could make it real quick.
Yeah, so it was an amazing experience.
Well, and the fact that the four of you are in different corners of the world, probably met at a workshop or a midsummer conference. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I met Rupert in Taos, and Rupert knew Marissa, and I'm not sure who knew Yana, but then Rupert started it rolling, and then we all got in on it, and it just... When I finished the last frames of the video, I was sobbing. It was just amazing.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Thank you. Okay, just a few last-minute comments. You love that graphic or what? I'll do that again. Hang on, here we go. Wow. Okay. You know, June Shoud, we're beefing up a little bit. It's going to be, of course, wonderful channels, whoever happens to come in. We're also having Barbara Wythe, who channels Albert Einstein, join in for the questions and answers. So, you know, go into that deep technology, quantum physics stuff, you know. She'll be joining whoever I'm channeling that month, next month, for the Q&A. Bridget London, who played live music down in Taos for the Quantum Leap, is going to be here for more live music, straight in from Nashville. And then Janice Henney is doing the Chambra Launchpad with her new project. So we're going to have a lot of fun. We are not doing a July meeting. There's no July Shout. It's we're taking a vacation. And we're just not doing... Unless, do you want to do one? No, we're taking a little time off.
No. I'll report back to you on how much vacation we take.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to take July
what
off.
What is a vacation?
June is kind of boosting it up a little bit. So with that, we'll end this shot, or this portion of the talk with a little bit of Jewish haiku. If you're all familiar, or if you're not, haiku is a form of Japanese poetry. It's very beautiful.
Oh, Jewish haiku, that makes perfect sense.
So this is mixing a little bit. You know, Tobias wanted to see some Jewish
being
haiku.
International, I get it.
So haiku, beautiful poetry, very meditative. We're adding a little Jewish twist. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single oy. On Passover, we opened the door for Elijah. Now our dog is gone. Jewish Buddhism. If there is no self, whose arthritis is it? Sorry, I'm not home to take your call. At the tone, please state your bad news. There's a type of cadence or pacing in haiku, and so this is just kind of following it. Wherever you go, there you are. Your luggage is another story. This is like kind of like Confucius says, or, you know, very wise sayings.
Tobias like these?
A lovely nose ring. Excuse me while I put my head in the oven. I guess you have to know haiku. This is Norma's. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Forget this and attaining enlightenment will be the least of your problems. I don't think we have a lot of haiku readers here, but that's okay. The Tao does not speak. The Tao does not blame. The Tao does not take sides. The Tao has no exceptions. The Tao is not Jewish. Okay, with that, I'd like a really big hand for that crew that gets here early and stays up late. They make Coal Creek Hall look like a palace in the mountains by the time they're done getting everything set up. They put out the food. They clean it up afterwards. They set up equipment that allows us to connect with Chambra.
It starts
all
about 8:30 in the morning.
And probably even earlier. So they do a phenomenal job. And as always, we deeply appreciate the work. With
thank
that,
you.
I think it is... Oh, we want to thank all of Chambra, all around the world, for being here. And now the race to the restrooms begins.
And the potluck.
And the potluck. 20-minute break. See you soon.